Thank you for joining us for the St. John's Classical Academy broadcast, coming to you from Fleming Island, Florida, where we are building intelligent, virtuous American citizens. I'm Matt Johnson, your host. With us today is our Lions Council Executive Committee. We have our chairman, Nicole Andrews, our finance director, Nicole Chapman, our secretary, Jennifer Botstead, and communications director, Leandra Kramer. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
All right. Well, hey, I'm real excited about our monthly meeting next Monday on May 2nd at 6 p.m. in our cafetorium. At that meeting, as part of the agenda, we will be holding a town hall meeting centered around the presentation of our parent survey results, and I want to thank you for helping me with that. I think it's so important for transparency for our parents to see that I have our parents involved in the survey results, and you're helping me identify what are the top issues we need to address, and that's what will be presented on Monday night. So I'm just really excited about that. We're going to have an open mic for parents to ask questions and voice their concerns at that meeting as well. So I'll tell you what, let's start with this. How did each of you, we'll start with Madam Chairman, how did each of you get involved with St. John's Classical Academy and specifically Lions Council?
Well, my name's Nicole Andrews, and as of last year, we were a new family to St. John's Classical. We moved here and began a real school after homeschooling life. So it was a big transition, and I wanted to figure out how to get involved. And so I had a thought for a fundraiser, and I called the school secretary, and Ms. Phillips directed me to Mr. Johnson. And so we just had a little meeting about how I could get involved and do a fundraiser that would help benefit the band department. And so as I began to do that and we were on campus passing out orchids, it became apparent that this is a position that needed to be filled. And so Lions Council, I think, is bred out of a natural need for us as parents to help the administration meet the mission of the school. And so that's where we are. We're just here volunteering our time to help meet the mission of this fantastic school.
Okay, thank you. And Nicole Chapman.
Yes. Hi, Nicole Chapman. I'm the finance director for Lions Council. I attended the all-call meeting last summer where they said, hey, we're looking at starting a PTA group, which is what Lions Council is. Are you interested in serving? I have one student here and a future student, future scholar in a few years. And I just raised my hand in the meeting and said I'm interested in helping with the finance director role. I didn't really know what it would be and what it would look like, but I do have experience running boards for my main job. So it was fun to get involved and meet these ladies.
All right, thank you. And our secretary, Jennifer.
Hi, yep, Jennifer Botstad. So I also volunteered at the all-call meeting last year, which I found out about from Nicole Andrews, who I met through basketball. Both our sons were on the team. But same thing, I don't have a lot of time to volunteer. I'm a full-time active duty member also, but I wanted to support the school that does so much for my son. And then there were some things that I wanted to address or that I thought could be improved, and I figured being involved this way would allow me to be part of the solution.
Okay, and next we have Leandra Kramer.
So we came to SJCA in 2018. We came from Duval County Public Schools, so this was a big change for us, but I loved the school as soon as I knew about it. And I immediately started volunteering with Run Walk Club and Penguin Patch and some different things. Because I'm a former teacher, I know just how much the teachers do, and there's even more work on them here because they are literally teaching from bell to bell. And I would just stick around afterwards, after doing a Penguin Patch shift or something, and say, hey, what can I do? Can I help you out? And so when I heard about the Lions Council and the headmaster's request for help with the mission, I jumped aboard to do whatever I could.
Okay, well, I can tell you that we really do have a diverse group of people here on the executive committee. Really appreciate all the strengths you bring to this. Of course, I'm a permanent member of the board by the bylaws. which makes sense because having the consistency of the headmaster being on the board is good. And I do want to reiterate that the mission is to support, and you do a great job of that, supporting me in meeting the mission of the school. And a lot of that does have to do with fundraising. You are the Lions Council is really the fundraising arm of our school. We have the different committees where the fundraising comes through. And I tell you what, I'm going to do another separate podcast and talk about fundraising and some other issues that Lions Council helps with. But today I really want to give our parents just an idea of what Lions Council is about, hoping they will come to the town hall meeting on Monday night and be able to listen and even voice some concerns, ask questions if they would like to. Now, when I talk to parents, I still get questions about Lions Council. Many will ask, you know, what is it about? What is its purpose? And as I said, I feel that really from, you know, why we established this was to meet the mission of the school. And that can be done through fundraising, volunteer vetting, all of that. Mrs. Andrews, do you have anything to add to that, or did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that that is definitely a hefty portion. We have committees made up of the Winter Dinner Committee, which is a annual fundraiser. We have the golf tournament, which is our annual fundraiser. We have Lions Support Committee, which does stuff all around the school all throughout the year, be it FSA snacks or Teacher Appreciation Week, which is coming up. And then we also have our Fine Arts Booster Club. So they've done a lot of great events for our scholars, and those funds directly support all of our fine arts committees or classes in the school. And then we have our Athletics Booster Club, which, you know, really has helped open up some more opportunities for the athletics program moving into next year. So those are the main arms of this this PTA, this Lions Council as we call it, and the model was taken from another sister school, classical school out in Texas. So it comes with some experience, and we've learned along the way as we've grown this, and we look forward to adjusting and adapting to what best serves the parents and scholars and administration here at St. John's Classical.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're coming up on 1 year of Lions Council. I'm excited to see the briefing on Monday night about all of the achievements of Lions Council, what all we have done in 1 year.
It's been a fun year.
And we could, there's so many podcasts we could talk about with even the art shower that we did last year, and we're going to do it again. It was such a hit. We had people fighting over buying pieces of art from the hallway. And we put the art up and realized that 40-something pieces isn't a whole lot. We still got a lot of wall, and so I'm excited that we're going to do that again this next year. You know, I have heard comments, you know, some parents asking, because I think they just don't know about Lions Council. They're seeing it as sort of cliquish or something, that's just a small group of parents. You know, really, you ladies didn't really know each other a whole lot before this even started, right?
Not at all.
So it's not like you're a group of friends who said, hey, we want to run the school.
No. Well,
got a headmaster for that.
Enough other things to do.
Yeah. So, but your support and, again, the individual strengths you bring to this is so good. We will do a separate podcast on volunteers, but it is one of the top questions I get. People wondering, why do I have to pay to be a member of Lions Council? And then I have to pay to be able to volunteer. Would one of you ladies like to address that and just give an overview of where we stand with volunteers?
Sure. So I'm Nicole, I'm the finance director, so diving into some of the funds for this. So there is a cost, a hard cost, to the Lions Council, which we administer the volunteer program for the school. We did take some of the feedback received in the survey, and we're really diving in and reevaluating what we want the volunteer program to look like for the 22-23 school year. Just so you know, we do have a full background check that we do within the state of Florida, and there's a hard cost to Lions Council of $25 for that. And this year, we are currently requiring a t-shirt, which also has a hard cost. So we're just trying to recoup the costs we're spending on making sure that our parents are vetted to serve our students.
And I heard you ladies talking about ways to trim the cost down, like with the t-shirts and maybe make it volunteer if you want a shirt. If you don't, then it would be a cheap, it would be a lower cost.
Absolutely. We're still reevaluating what we want that to look like for the 22-23 school year, but we really appreciate all the feedback we have received from the parents. The only way for us to continue to improve is hear from our fellow parents.
Okay, so more to follow on that. Again, we'll do a separate podcast because there are a lot of parents asking about volunteers and what it takes and why we're doing what we do. And so we will staff that a little further and get some information out to you. I know that you ladies give so much of your time serving on Lions Council. Can you share with us why? I know you did sort of share why you're on Lions Council, but could one of you maybe explain what you're getting out of Lions Council yourself and why you serve?
I'll talk about it. So Lions Council is open to all parents who want to be involved in supporting the mission of SJCA. So I felt pretty strongly about the mission of the school and supporting classical education, and then the fact that charter schools don't, they have to do more with less. We get a little bit less funding than a traditional public school, but we have to make that money go further. So this was a way of supporting the school, supporting the scholars. We all want, I think, as the school is growing, we want to grow the athletic program, and we want our high schoolers to have some of those high school opportunities that they would get at a traditional public school. And we're competing with some really great high schools in the area. So the only way to do that is to pitch in and help out and kind of grow the programs here. And that's just the upper school portion. That's not even getting into the lower school portion of stuff.
Well, I can tell you, lower school, they've had plenty to do lately. Friday night, I attended a great talent show, and then Saturday night, the father-daughter dance, and it's been busy around here. But good stuff, and a lot of that is thanks to you and other clubs throughout the school stepping up. Hey, finally, what would you ladies recommend to parents who want to find out more about Lions Council?
Well, we'd love to have everybody at our meetings. We meet monthly, so check the calendar regularly for
that.
It's
the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. at the school, so mark your calendars.
And everybody can come, whether you're a member or not.
Yep.
Check us out.
And it's a matter of, hearing from fellow parents. Like Mr. Johnson has stated, we were just parents that wanted to get involved in some way, and it's been a great journey to figure out how we can do that and to build something that we can, leave for future parents to take and run with. We'd love to set up a great structure, and part of that building process right now means feedback from everyone. So we really would love to see people come out and observe and interact with us in our meetings. They are run board style, so it's a little bit formal, but at the same time, we open it up to conversation as well. So it's a good time. Try and join us there. We are also trying to get more information. Hopefully over the summer, we'll have some official online information finalized, and attempting to make communication as clear as possible to incoming parents about what our mission is, new parents and families to the school. So I would say email. We're on the website for chairman, communications, secretary, and finance at .lioncouncil@stjca.org, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I believe Monday is a great opportunity. If anybody has ever had a question about Lions Council, it sounds like you might even have some food for everybody on Monday night as well. I might have some snacks or something for you.
See,
so, we'll check the budget and make sure. But yeah, we're a low budget operation, but we do okay. But we would love to, I think that's the way to get started, is just attend a meeting, maybe two or three, and see what you think. But I believe you'll see the value and want to join and want to get on one of these committees and get involved. Well, ladies, thank you for joining us for this podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This wraps up our podcast for today. If you would like to learn more about St. John's Classical Academy or classical education in general, Visit us at our website, stjca.org. You'll also find enrollment information. Thank you for joining us.